بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners and brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. And let me begin my program with a dua to Allah تبارك وتعالى. May Allah grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters. May Allah grant them shifa عاجل. May Allah grant them shifa كامل. May Allah grant sabr for those who got an ill person. And my special dua for those who pass away. May Allah grant them jannatul firdaus. May Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant the family of marhumin sabr and ajr. And may Allah make it easy for our students and our sons and daughters who are schooling and studying. May Allah make it easy for them and use them for the good khair inshallah, for the parents and for the dunya inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, once again we welcome you, and we welcome you to Madrasatul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me send a special message to our respected brother Ibrahim. May Allah reward you for the khidmat of your daughter. I know it is your daughter, not my daughter, but the way I see that those people who got some children with a speciality, those who got some Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted them barakah in their family with these people. Ibrahim, may Allah reward you. May Allah reward your wife. May Allah reward each and everyone who look after this, those who in a special need. I want to say those who are disabled, or those who are mentally ill. Because actually, we are ill to understand that they are not ill. This is a wish of Allah, and that is a taqdeer of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And that was the decision of Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah reward our respected brother Ibrahim, and let us make dua. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala safeguard the mind and the body of the Ummah inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, my program tonight, I know it's a Sunday and you don't want to be shouted. And you see my engineer is laughing now. I don't know, but it's a live show, and I say Bismillah that we are shouting ourselves, because innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, indeed the believer are brothers. And when the brother remind another brother, we must not feel offended, and we watawasaw bil-haq wa tawasaw bil-sabr. This is the ayah. See, we must enjoin and share the wasiyah. Tomorrow you shout me and you will give wasiyah to me. The question is, surah in Quran came and Nabi came special to fix that problem. Now I'm asking, do you have that problem or not? Maybe I have, or my engineer have. I forgot to ask Uncle Muhsin if you have it or not. Surah in Quran is called Suratul Mutaffifin. Wailun lil mutaffifin. Very lovely surah. You read it, it's the word is very lovely and sound very nice. Children memorize it so quick. But now my message to my friends and my brothers and sisters in Islam, the message is very heavy. If you say wailun lil mutaffifin alladhina idha iktalu 'ala an-nasi yastawfun, it sounds a very very nice rhyming, but the message is so heavy. This suratul mutaffifin, I was checking the meaning of tatfif. Mutaffifin, they gave it in English. You know better in English than me. It's called mega. M-E-A-G-E-R. In my simple English, it said fraud or cheating or some error on buying and selling, or some error in measurement. The interesting thing in Surah Al-Mutaffifin that came after one surah, it's called Surah Al-Infitar. And after it, another surah, it's called Al-Inshiqaq. So if you look at the neighbors of this surah, the first one and the one after, it's about unseen life, day of judgment, day of qiyamah. إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ شَقَّتْ. When is the day of Qiyamah comes, there is some action day. And between the two ghaib, or two unseen, you will find something about business and measurement and cheating on measurement and weighing. Brother and sister Islam, if this surah come in between the other surah like that, is indication from Allah that business, seen and unseen, it's equal in the eyes of Allah. There's no difference between salah and iman and Quran and attitude and behavior and manner, your behavior. This surah emphasized that day of Qiyamah, your daily basis and daily treatment, it's equal. You believe and your action is the same in the eyes of Allah. But the biggest worry in this surah, when Allah start with a frightening word, a very, very heavy word, it's called Wailun. Wailun is a war, W-O-E, war. Top punishment, or maybe a place on Jahannam, it's called Valley of Jahannam. Lot of pain comes, or curse from Allah to these people. You can have this one of the three. The Mufassirin said, Wailun is just a frightening word, like you people call hell or other words. And then you find maybe the description of the severe punishment, place of Jahannam, valley, it's called Wadi on Jahannam, or curse from Allah upon these people. Oh, so you find how serious is a punishment for the small thing. What is a small thing? Some error on measurement. I'm not talking about those who steal the whole measurement. I'm talking about those who deceiving in measurement. We buying and we selling. Mutaffifin, literally in Arabic words, it's something flow from the cup. You know, when your son pours some milk or some water, say, don't fill the cup because you're going to mess. You won't mess the whole cup. Little drop going to move here and there. That it's called tatfif. That's, it comes from the stain or the dust flow on the surface of the water. Very light piece of dirt. While on that pain for those who cheat on that little, yes, small, unnoticed cheating leads you to a severe hisab and wailun. But why this surah come between the two surah talking about Qiyamah and unseen? We didn't see that yet. Because that type of cheating also is unseen, because unnoticed. We don't see it. Only Allah knows it. Alimul ghaib wa shahada. Allah is the knower of the seen and unseen. Why this surah is very serious? Because it's talking about the era for what you get and what you give. All of us, we like to take in full. But when we give less. You find yourself mutaffifin sometimes. Allah forgive us. Lot of pain when you discover the person being deceived. Maybe even unintentionally. Brother and sister in Islam, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. A top Arabic word, very serious message. For those who exaggerate on taking and giving, those who put the pressure to create an error in buying and selling, or pressurize the people to buy or pressurize people to sell. اِكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ, against the people. When we sell, we are not selling to people, we are selling against the people. We force the person to buy, or we make him desperate to buy. Or in the same thing, when he sell. Ummatul Islam, be careful of misusing the power. Be careful of misusing the need of the desperate person. Even if that person is non-Muslim, because he's a son of Adam, slave of Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, pressurizing, selling, forcing people to buy a certain price, it's a long story. Ask your nearest mufti about Kitab al-Buyu'a, the chapter about businesses and selling and buying. الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم when you want to sell by force with even that person accept, but I can see his eyes, brother and sister Islam, power on taking, power of giving, that is zulm. People control the prices, pressurize the producer to sell, and create the demand on the public to run and buy. What is that? You force the farmer to sell and quickly create a demand on the market or the short in the market so that you make money. That is the biggest problem. Message for the business people, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard them from any haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any type of zulm. May Allah forgive us for any such act like that. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give a proof that these people, they are on the way of kufr. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Don't they, these people, think that they will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah? Because if he believe that he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, he won't do that. لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. He will be resurrected for a great day. Great day, can't lose the great day because of the little worldly things there. You can't rob the person for 5 rand to lose يوم القيامة, يوم عظيم, great day. They say business people are very intelligent and clever. They know how to deal with the market and all that. But that type of business person, the one who did not fear Allah, and he did not think about يوم عظيم, he did not expect that he will be resurrected on يوم عظيم, he's not a clever business, because always the business or the dealer, the business person, he likes to get a proper profit and also good deal. To lose akhirah, it's not a good business at all. It's يوم عظيم, great day. If you fear Allah, you will have that greatness. If you don't fear Allah, you will be on that difficulties. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, after he said أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This word is talking about يَقُومُ النَّاسُ, nas, people, to stand up. Standing is the most severe action while you are moving or while you are alive. Why we sit on the chair, why we sit on the floor, why we lean this side, why we stretch our leg? Because all our body can't remain on top of two pieces, they might foot. That's why they say يوم القيامة. Why قيامة? Because standing, no one sitting. In the day of Hisab, the Kitab said they're standing on their toes. We got Salatul Qiyam, Qiyamul Layl, you're standing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the angel to blow on a horn and trumpet, فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنظُرُونَ, they must stand up from the qabr, not sitting. So we can draw a little bit of understanding. The day of Qiyamah is a day people are standing. Right? Standing to who? لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, for the Lord of the world. When we say world, anything besides Allah is called alameen. So that's why we say حي على الصلاة حي قد قامت الصلاة. قامت, it means stand up. Many of us, we stand up for people. When some visitor come, you stand up because of the kind of respect. When we see elderly people, we stand up. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam always put in consideration that we stand up, that's just because of respect, but it's not a ibadah. Only we stand up for ibadah for Rabbil Alameen. That's why when Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab was in Tawaf, and many people stood up, and then one man did not stand up. So I asked him, hey, what's wrong? He said, no, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We stand up for Allah. Sayyidina Umar, his hair stood up, not him. You see, boy, sit down. Don't stand, because we stand لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, what a great man, رضي الله عنه. What a great man. I hope and I wish that every Muslim can read more about this person, because we need him and we need his akhlaq in our lifetime. One man was in Haram and Sayyidina Umar also stepped on that person's leg. That man told Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab, while he was ahead of the state, Amir al-Mu'mineen, are you donkey? Anta himar? Sayyidina Umar said, no, I am Umar. And his bodyguard said, Umar, this man is swearing you. He said, no, he's not swearing me. He just asked me if I'm a donkey or not. I tell him, no, I'm not a donkey, I'm Umar. Shaitan used to get scared of Umar. But because of freedom of speech, simplicity, akhlaq, the respect of the tawaf, he got so many reasons to hold, and he just excuses his Muslim brother. Are you donkey? No, I'm not donkey. I'm so and so. He's swearing, you know, not swearing me. He's asking if I'm donkey or not. I did answer. Like Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Kuffar of Makkah, you call him Muthammam, Muthammam. He said, no, I'm not Muthammam, I'm Muhammad. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I was reading Kitab today. This person, when he praised Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, praised him with the word he deserved. He said, he went to the seven heaven till he reached the arsh. But in the same day when he came, he was sitting with the people on the sand. Allahu Akbar. Sitting, eating a dry bread after that journey to Allah. He was there by Jannatul Firdaus, come down and become a normal person. Nowadays, if the people move from the location to the town, or we travel overseas and come back, don't want to talk to people at all. When the person become in authority, he feel that he's not born with like a human being. So, let us stand for Allah. Stand out of ibadah. لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. People stand in before and in front of رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Maybe you stand up before the judge or the president or the minister or the manager. We can make a plan to dodge and avoid. But what about when you stand before Allah? How are you going to make, how are you going to defend yourself? How you come to be countable in front of someone, he did see you doing the crime. That's why I invite my Muslim brothers and sisters, please go to Surah Al-Mutaffifin and read in English and see the message, because it's concerned all of us. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said in the surah, كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ. We know the kitab is registered. Kitab is the record of our a'mal and our act. But the interesting thing, that is fujar. Fujar, the person who commits a sin openly with no regret. We call him in English transgressor. We got so many people, may Allah save me and you, we commit zina. But what about the one who do zina, put it on YouTube, or tell people about it, or he did not hide? What about the one who is proud to do haram and drinking on the street? What about the lady? Nabi Muhammad SAW said, إِذَا بُلِيتُمْ فَاسْتَتِرُ. When you're unable to solve your balwa and your test, so try to make it secret. You have to stop, but you can't become fujar. So those people who don't fear Allah, and those people got the message of Allah regarding any type of ibadah or command of Allah, and they don't want to listen. Like someone, the adhan is on and he's sitting. He's fujar. Or the person who drinking openly or drinking, and he does not have any shyness or shame for what he's doing. Lafi sijin. Sijin, it's a come from the Arabic word, I don't know if it's Urdu also, sijin. Sijin is a safe prison, protected in a cell. All the ulama said sijin, it's a safe place, no one can corrupt it. Very, very secure place that no one can have a look at it. Kitabun marqum, that registered مرقوم. مرقوم it means written in a beautiful way, digital writing. So written in such way you can't deny it, sealed, authorized by the angels and messengers of Allah. So you can't deny what is in that kitab. You see, they say digital writing, digital watch, it's very clear. You can't mess reading that word. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Again, وَيْلٌ for those who deny. Deny what? Deny that fact that there is a resurrection, there is a hisab. الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. Those who deny the day of deen. You know, when we read the tafsir and we find the ulama, they give us a wonderful explanation. Say, Yawmuddin, what is deen? Deen is a day of religion. They say, no, the day you will be questioned about your religion. There's no religion that's like the hisab about your religion. Oh, someone said, no, dain. Dain is the credit, the debt. You have to go and stand there to be accountable for what you owe and what the people owe you. They call it dain. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Again, وَيْلٌ for those who deny. The biggest lie, when the person commits a sin while he knows it is haram. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. Only those who deny the day, those who are mu'tadin, ظالم. أثيم is a sinner. So ظالم must be punished. أثيم must be punished in dunya and akhirah. إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين. When our verses, our signs, being recited to him, immediately said, this is a tales of the ancient people. Oh, it's a stories, ancient story, all stories. That's why when we go and tell the person, please, you must not match the ayah of the wisdom of the human being or the saying of that philosopher or thinker. When you give him the ayah, say, yeah, Shakespeare said it, yeah. Oh, the Chinese is a Chinese saying this. No, you can't take the ayah and you refer to the hikmah of the human being, otherwise it's going to fall under asatirul awwaleen. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, describe this type of people, don't want to listen. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim. Indeed, there is a stain and rust. There is a disconnection on their heart. Thousands of people, they forgot Allah because of that stain and rust. Our petri doesn't start because there is an acid day. Acid because we didn't service the petri. We did not look at it. Brother and sister in Islam, the heart is a container of iman. Be careful of ran. Ran, the sin causing a problem to let you understand the fact of this deen. We see people, when we give bayan, someone cries, someone don't cry, someone is not there. Because of that run, the transmission is there, but the aerial is broken, got error. That's why I said, fix the acid of the petri. Put hot water, shake, heat. So you need some difficulties to wake you up. Brother and sister in Islam, that's why Allah called us for Salatul Jummah. And we see those people don't read Salah on regular Salah, they come for Jummah. Subhanallah. Reason? To take out this run, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give hidayah to that person and he will become right, he'll come for the 5 times salah. Then we see the people, all the young boys and those who don't come to the mosque, they come on Friday. Alhamdulillah. So, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Yes, salah stops you from doing fahsha, the zina and others, and munkar. Munkar, it's a wrongdoing. So now when we say that, so someone know, but someone reading Salah and is doing fahsha, and when we say no, wallahi, while he's reading Salah, is not on that type of, he would be worse if he does not make Salah. So brother and sister in Islam, yes, we have to understand that there is a rust and a stain on the heart of the ummah. Ma kanu yaksibun, it means this person is fujjar. Yes, it's fujjar. Brother and sister Islam, I'd like to remind you that our program is live program. So inshallah, if you want to correct me or you object for what I'm saying, you can SMS me now or WhatsApp me now on 072-144-0717. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard the ummah from any error. May Allah make it easy for us to fulfill this amanat of deen, inshallah. Then, he said, مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, committing a sin while he got the feeling that he's winning and gaining. Yes, he's gaining. مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, the person who commit haram and cry is totally, absolutely different than, absolutely different than the one who laugh and smile. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala safeguard the ummah. I just remind you that our program is a live program and you can WhatsApp me and SMS me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Kalla innahum an rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. This fact, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in this fact, he said that this type of people, they will be deprived from seeing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this ayah, if someone asks you, will we see Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Give him this ayah. Kalla innahum an rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. They will have veil, they will have a barrier between them and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Some ulama said, barrier on dunya. You won't reach the love of Allah, and the love of Allah won't reach you. There is a rande, there is a rasde. So you did block the nur of Allah come to the heart. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala still punishing these people, and he said, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمُ, then they will taste the jahim. What is jahim? All the name of jahannam is this word. If you want to say nar, lava, qari'a, hell, whatever you can say, this jahannam is all in one. They call it the multiplied name, this one. Taste that jahim. What is jahim? The clothes of them is fire, food, bedding, drink, all that is jahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us, inshallah. Another thing, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to them, ثُمَّ يُقَالُ, then it will be said to them, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is what he used to deny. The Surah Al-Mutaffifin came 1400 years ago, recited in Quran, it's there between our hands, but unfortunately we make Mutaffifin, we're cheating. So this is what he used to deny in the day of Qiyamah. Taste. They call it sarcasm. And then Allah said, كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ. Indeed, that the record or the register of the Abrar. What is Abrar? Righteous, pious people. And we have that original Arabic word of Abrar, they call it Barr. What is Barr? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى. What is Barr? All good deeds. Any good deeds we call it bar, or the edge or the shore of the sea. The shore of the sea. While you're in dunya, we are on the water. You will never feel yourself that you are brar till you reach the land. We call it bar. So when we say these people are abrar, it means already reach the safe side of the river. And they're already there in the land. No more trouble on them on the water. As long as you're still alive, you are on the water. Never recommend yourself, trust yourself. You will be abrar when we reach Jannah and we face Allah and we pass the hisab on the day of Qiyamah. Lafi aliyin. Very, very heavy word this aliyin. Either is a status or is a place. Oh, it's Allah knows. They say this kitab is very high, exalted, very high. Oh, these are places called Aliyyun. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ. How would you know Aliyyun? كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. that also is digital book, very clear. يشهده المقربون. Then the closer people, not people. The closer one witness it. So who's the closer one? Angels, Anbiya, pious people, or other creation of Allah. So when we see that celebration and that meeting between Malaika and Anbiya and Salihun to congratulate you and say MashaAllah and celebrate that wedding of Akhirah, we call it Tashhaduhu al-Muqarrab. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Again, Abraria. We give our daughters and sons Abrar. Hopefully that inshallah they will cross the river and cross the Sirat and reach the other bank or the other side. لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Na'im here is the pleasure of Allah. The greatest na'im we have in dunya. Na'im is bounty. Na'im is a grace. So, na'im, it's a pleasure of Allah. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is very happy, pleased to them, and they are pleased to Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, I want to tell you something. Never, ever allow anyone to speak bad about Sahaba or get involved in that chatting because you're waging war between you and Allah. Allah is very happy and Allah pleased with someone. Please don't interfere. Because he said, I'm happy with that person. So actually you're starting to cause a problem between you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, what is na'im here? Pleasure of Allah. Ask anyone in Sakaratul Maut what you need. Pleasure of Allah. Once you have that pleasure, khalas. Don't worry. But what about those who pass away with anger of Allah, or the ghadab of Allah, or the la'nat of Allah? That is the worst. Brother and sister in Islam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. Sitting on the throne, couches, looking. Looking what? Looking at the bounty of Allah, looking at the pleasure of Allah, looking at the creation of Allah in Jannah. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. You will see on their face the brightness of that na'im. Na'im, when you look at the person, when he come from Umrah and Hajj, oh, it's totally different. Because this is a pleasure of Allah. There's a freshness on the face. Not only on his face, on his attitude, and in his behavior. I was telling my friend, when we got some family members come to us, I don't know, my engineer, you agree with me or not. You got some family members, relatives come to our house. They bring the freshness on the house. This auntie or that uncle come. Everyone in the room who's sleeping or sitting here run and sit and like to enjoy the chatting of this lady. And the one who got headache, or the one who's not in the mood, the children, and everyone stop working and just see that lady, the freshness, that charisma of this man or that lady. And we don't want to leave. I had one auntie like that, myself, may Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus. Pull you out of your mood, and you like to meet that person, and we don't want them to go. That is called the mask of pleasure, or that person with light personality, people don't get, what a great if he's the imam like this, or director, or manager like this, or father like this, or husband. If you have two people in your life like that, you're lucky. You're lucky. It's enough. That it's called that light personality, or the freshness of pleasure of Allah on his face. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. One sahabi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you see him, start to smile. Immediately, automatically he smiles. So when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not in the mood, they call that man. Then men don't talk. But when you see him like this, because this person has got the charisma of Nadratul Na'im. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala describe what will happen to the Abrar in Jannah. I know when we talk about the bounty of Jannah and the barakah in Jannah, or what we get in Jannah, is the example. مثل الجنة, مثل the example of جنة. We don't say جنة. Like when you meet someone and say, do you know Uncle Ibrahim? No. You look like Ismail. So you can't go to Ismail and tell him you are Ibrahim. Similar. You know the mango? Yeah, it's like a small watermelon. It's like that. More or less. But when Allah said, فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. So there is no eyes, never see. So how am I going to draw? Never heard. How am I going to say it? I never heard something. And I never imagine. So how are you going to describe it? So all that food and drink, and that one just attracting the Muslim to believe that there is something unbelievable in Jannah. Similar like what you understand in dunya. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. They will have a drink of a sealed wine. Oh, I was giving this someone, new Muslim, this one. He said, oh, wine. Wine in Jannah. Khamar, astaghfirullah. I say, no, wait. When we say khamar, we're talking about a bounty of Allah does not cause a damage. Does not have effect. So why the khamar is haram? Because there are so many effect on it. You know better than me. And even if it doesn't have effect, if Allah say no is no. So, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sharib al khamr, mudminu khamrin ka'abid wathan." Anyone who addicted to alcohol is the idol worshiper. Why idol worshiper? Because when the person drinks or take alcohol or drugs, he's damaging his brain. And when the person makes sajda to idols, he has no brain at all. So it's the same. It's the same club. Khitamuhu misk. The sealed, that cover, the lead, smelling utr, misk. The top utr ever came to this dunya. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For such act like this, and result like that, for such a reward like that, Bismillah, run and race and compete. So Allah show us, where is the playground? Go, do good deeds, so that you can race and run and win that thing. Unfortunately, we are racing for temporary thing, or for fake an unreal thing. Fight, end up on the Qabristan. Left everything what he was fighting and face the result of that. Brother and sister in Islam, competition is a great thing. But compete on khair, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar, they were competing. Racing one another, but for khair. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. So hasten and run. But unfortunately, we compete for something is against us, is not for us. And then Allah said, وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمٍ. The mixture of it from something is called tasneem. I don't know what is tasneem. You ask me, if you ask me what is tasneem, Sheikh, I'm going to say one lady there on lens. Straight. Because they say is the name of the best drink in Akhirah. Inshallah, we'll drink it on Akhirah, but don't put me on a problem and ask me to what to describe for you this. Tasneem is the best drink in Akhirah. Pleasure, taste, joyness, you can put it anyway. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, after he encouraged me and you to receive the pleasure of Allah, and then the ni'mat of Allah and the drink and all that, عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. This spring, that fountain, only the closer people, the nearer people to Allah, they will drink from. Oh, there is also different status in Akhirah. What a lucky person, the one who closer to the pleasure of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, said in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا again أَجْرَمُوا. Indeed, those who are jramu, mujrim, criminals, transgressor, كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون. They used to more can love at those who believe. This one here takes us to one bayan, we give it here on radio. It's about joking. That mizah. In Kitab al-Bukhari, there is a chapter and there is a hadith regarding how to adjust your joke and what type of joke you have to say it and for who and when and where. All the rules of joking. Because joking is the act of the tongue. And we know how serious is the evil of the tongue. And then even if the opposite person accepted, if it's against the deen, you won't be free. Even if that person you're mocking him is happy with it. Because sometimes you don't mean the person at all, you mean the creator. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inna alladhina ajramu kanu min alladhina amanu yadhahakun. Mujrims, criminals, Allah described them, they used to mock and tease those who believe. Those who believe, one lady put barda, now the whole family make jokes, laugh. One man keep his beard, the whole street, mashallah, they make mocking him. Someone just want to drink while he's sitting, just applying one sunnah. Someone was just still remind you about things, say, you mufti, you like that. So you make fun of someone who take the samples of Islam or the sha'ira of Islam. That's why very serious, many people got take it serious when they mock Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try to draw cartoon or make movie, because it's nothing about his personality. It's about the logo of deen, the symbols of deen, that the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, humbly request that please mind your words, especially when you talk about anything linked to deen or related to deen. That man of the stand-up comedy, he's just mocking one maulana on a member, who mocking the imam while he's talking, who's just mocking a qari, always try to make fun because of the hijab, barda, we don't allow him at all. Because there's nothing about that individual, it's about the iman. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. When they pass, those people, they try to wink and to mock one another. They say, come and see. Like you, when you see the one lady like this, you just, poke him or just shake him and see, come and see. Mutaghamazun, it means when they pass by, they try to wink to one another, see, come and see. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. When they go home, these people, mujrimeen, to their family, انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. They go with a lot of fun and words and mocking. Mommy, I met one man, I make him like this. One mufti, I asked him question, it was like this. One imam, you try to, mommy never see the imam, never see that lady, but you brought the musibah to the house and let your family share with you that humaza, lumaza, or that dhahik, or that laughing. So now, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala describe these people. The boy who was talking, and the one who called the other to see, or the one who brought that stories and incident to the house, and make the family of the house laughing, we call them ajramu, criminals. Right? وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ. When these people see the believer, قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. They say, these people are misguided. How you know they are misguided? Do you have the copy of deen with you? That's why we said to the ummah, never and ever, ever try to judge a person, describe him as a kafir, munafiq, weak of iman, because wama ursilu alayhim hafidhin. We never send them as watchers. You are not there to judge people. We make dua and we wish for everyone to be good, and while we feel that we ourselves, we are not good. And it happens, sometimes it happens. وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. فَالْيَوْمَ, Allah said, today, the day of hisab, the day of reckoning, the day the hope for all those who've been oppressed. Why we make sabr? Why we hold? Because we're waiting for that day. Peacefully you will get your hisab. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. It's fair. The believer will laugh and mock the kuffar, but not in this haram way. It's a justice. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. Sitting on the throne, on the arsh, on the couches, looking. Allah is asking them, هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Did we let them pay fully? This kuffar, did they pay fully what they used to do against you? Definitely, all of us will say Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, that Allah compensate us and Allah show us the justice in front of us while we are sitting on Jannah, and we say, Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, that you grant us the reward and you grant us the revenge by your side, and it is eye for an eye, or this is a system of Allah. سُنَّةُ اللَّهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. That is the system of Allah, and the system of Allah will never change at all. Brother and sister in Islam, we ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah safeguard all of us from mutaffifin. And I want to invite you, all of you, you open the English Quran or your Quran and Tafsir and see what is all about in this Surah Al-Mutaffifin. And you have to read Surah Al-Infitar before it, and you read Surah Al-Inshiqaq after it, and you see, because it concerns every Muslim. Yes, Allama ibn al-Qayyim used to say, don't sell your akhirah because of the grain of rice. He used to go for talqeen. He used to go and see the people in Sakarat, and he heard that person in Sakarat say, two mountain of Jahannam, two mountain of fire on top of me. So he asked him, are you mutaffifin? He said, no, but I did not check the scale properly. I trusted, I just put the measurement like this. I was not accurate to make the measurement. That's why we said, shame for those who lost his Jannah because of a grain of rice, or he gained Jahannam because of a grain of rice. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala safeguard all of us from any haram. Brother and sister in Islam, shukran jazeelan that you are listening. On behalf of you, I'd like to thank my engineer and Uncle Muhsin down here. And we say shukran jazeelan that you're always listening to our program. Our program is live till we see you inshallah. Next week, we ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, make it easy for those who are starting schooling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are starting university. Keep it up, push and study for the sake of Allah. And I'd like to give one message to our mothers, the one who was trying to call and to ask me now. Never, ever sleep with the jealous in the heart. Ever. You're killing yourself and you won't achieve anything. Leave it, and I give you one ilaj, medication. Just say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Just say it from the bottom of your heart and you will tell me what you feel after that. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for all the Muslimin who are in difficulties. May Allah grant shifa. May Allah grant all our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Brother and sister in Islam, till we see you inshallah next week, same time, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reward you. And have a wonderful night. May Allah reward you. And shukran jazeelan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.